Learn English with Linguistov.ru. Pre-intermediate. Learning new words and expressions. Episode 7. I am losing my cool. Listen to the dialogue once. Hey, Lizza, what's up? You look under the weather. What's wrong?
I am all right. I'm just losing my cool, George. I have always put up with everything my boyfriend said or did, but now I'm really angry with him.
Why are you angry with him?
He's only interested in his friends. He's either watching football matches with them or they're somewhere in a bar together. From time to time, I believe that I'm the only person he's not interested in.
Oh, stop it. I'm sure that at the end of the day he prefers you to a bunch of friends.
Ah, it makes no difference. I'm throwing away his things from my apartment. He is in big trouble now. You can rely on what I'm saying. He's gonna regret it.
So, that's kind of fun, yeah? Let's look at some interesting expressions. To be under the weather. Or to feel under the weather. To be under the weather means to feel unwell, slightly ill. Well, not the best feeling in the world. For example, he hasn't come to work because he feels under the weather. I'm sorry, I can't go to the cinema with you. I feel a bit under the weather.
I lose my cool.
Means I lose my temper, become angry, or I go crazy.
He said something about my mother and I lost my cool.
Don't say anything to him. He can easily lose his cool and beat you up. The opposite is to keep one's cool. He's such a calm person. He keeps his cool in the most difficult situations. When you have problems, it's important to keep your cool. To be angry with somebody. Don't call me, don't talk to me, don't even look at me. I'm very angry with you. I was angry with him because he stole my lost cookie. The synonym to be angry with somebody is to be mad at somebody. Pay attention to the preposition angry with, but mad at. For example, don't be mad at me, but I broke your favorite vase. My cat always breaks something, but it is difficult for me to be mad at him. To be interested in something. The most important thing here is to remember the preposition in. What are you interested in?
Well, I'm interested in music and classic literature.
I offered him to go to the cinema together, but he wasn't interested in it. Synonyms to be interested in something are to be keen on something. I am keen on sports. I watched all the Olympic Games. Opera is boring. I'm not very keen on it. Another interesting expression here is to be fond of something. I am fond of drinking tea and reading books, which means I like drinking tea and reading books. He was fond of music and went to many concerts. You can also be fond of a person. He was fond of me for some strange and inexplicable reasons. She was a girl everyone around was fond of. Either or is an interesting expression. Its meaning you will see in the sentences. I am going to go to either France or Italy next month. I haven't decided yet. With my tea, I eat either biscuits or an apple cake. I don't eat other desserts with my tea, only this. So, either biscuits or an apple cake. Neither nor is the opposite. I like neither football nor basketball. That means I don't like both these sports. I can neither swim nor run fast. I can't do both these things. He's my best friend. He's neither good looking nor very clever, but I still love him. At the end of the day is an expression which means in the end, finally, after everything that has been said. You now live with your parents, but at the end of the day, you will have to move out. Your job brings you a lot of money, but it is very stressful and you hate your boss, so at the end of the day, you will have to change it. To prefer something to something. To think that something is better than another thing. To like something more. For example, I prefer vanilla ice cream to chocolate ice cream. Or, I think cats are better than dogs, so I prefer cats to dogs. Pay attention to the preposition to. I prefer cats to dogs. It makes no difference. It doesn't change anything. He has already decided to move to another country. It makes no difference what you think about it. It makes no difference what countries we are from. We are all equal. The only. The only is an important word which means being single or very few in number. For example, this is the only way to solve this problem. That means there are no other ways, only one way to do it. There are 10 people in the room and John is the only man with blonde hair. Other people have dark hair. He's the only blonde man. The only is always used with the. For example, the only man, the only time, the only country, etc. An exception is an only child. He was an only child in the family, which means his parents had only him, no other children. He was an only child. Rely on something or somebody. Rely on something or somebody means to trust somebody or something. I know I can always rely on you in any situation. You can never rely on the weather forecast. They are always wrong. I will help you with it. You can rely on me. Plus, you can create an adjective reliable. For example, Apple devices are not very reliable. German cars can be very reliable. Regret. Regret is when you feel sorry for something that you have done or lost. He regretted that he hadn't finished school. Don't regret about things you haven't done. Now listen to the dialogue again, paying attention to the new words. Thank you very much. Another way of saying goodbye is see you later, alligator, after a while, crocodile. So, see you!